May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all assembled be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Well, as we look at the Advent wreath again, you can tell we're in the second week of Advent, right? How do we know that? We have two candles lit, right? And if we would have, I didn't calculate that this week, if we had six in between each one, how many there would be? I'll forget that for right now. So anyway, you know, it's amazing though, this week so far, and not even counting really the end of last week, how this message of hope has come to the forefront in people's lives and even people that I've dealt with this week. I don't know if I said it last week, but I know I've said it a couple of times to individuals this week. I said, when we're born, there's a lot of things that we certainly didn't sign up for that comes our way during the week. And I mean, as I thought about this, almost this week so far, possibly at the end of last week, you go into the hospital for surgery, knowing that you're going to be there 3 days, possibly 5 days at the most. And on the eighth day, you're still there with possibly no indication when you're going to get out. You go to the ER with a hurt ankle and a bunged up elbow, only to find yourself admitted into the hospital, finding out that you can't drive anymore, and that you're going to be put in the nursing home for 3 weeks. You're out on your farm, you're working away, you're headed back to your pickup. You get a few steps away from your pickup, and all of a sudden this sharp pain shoots through your knee that almost collapses you to the ground. You wind up at the ER and you spend the night in the hospital. Actually, these are true stories that have happened this week. And you think, that is not what I signed up for. But if we think about the message of hope that we looked at last week, praise God that baby that was born in Bethlehem that first Christmas, God gives us the gift of hope through him because we know that there's more than what we have here. We have the promise of one day being with him in heaven for eternity. So now, you ready to look at love this evening? What is the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear the word love? What? A kiss? What? Love boat. God. Oh my goodness, that's kind of dating some people, isn't it? But, I mean, I don't know what initially comes to people's minds, but I'm thinking probably, you know, kind of that love at first sight, that feeling you get about being in love with someone. Now, I thought about this, too. How many of you love pizza? Yeah. Pizza and you know, different things that we like, sports that we like. You know, all of those really have the sense of a feeling attached to them. And the problem with that is that feeling, right, can come and go. One day, and also just being in love with someone, that can kind of come and go, right? And so what we want to look tonight, just like hope, Jesus coming into the world that first Christmas gives us a sure and certain hope. We want to look at a love that's deeper than just that surface level feeling that we get. And I'm going to say that kind of love is what we call unconditional love. It's not based on performance. It's not based on how good someone is. It's simply based on the fact that we care for them. And I thought, you know, that's the kind of love that parents have for their children, right? Or at least most of the time. I mean, there's some exceptions to that. But typically, parents love their children. They may not agree with everything that they're doing, like talking in church and different things. They may not agree with that all the time. But we still love them, right? I know our kids would always, they were good about coming to us and talking to us about different things and different issues and struggles that they were faced with. We certainly weren't proud of all of the things they did and the decisions they made, but we still love them. And I thought about this. I mean, when you get married and you're up at the front and you say those vows for, what is it? For better, for worse, in sickness and in health. I thought, you know what you're agreeing to right there? You're actually agreeing to that there's going to be some problems along the way, right? And you're agreeing to the fact that even though those problems are going to come, there's going to be sickness, there's going to be health, there's going to be struggles, there's going to be challenges, there's going to be good times. But you're saying up front that you're going to love that person regardless. Regardless of whether it's good or bad or sickness and health. I heard a story. I was driving to Copper's Cove on Tuesday to a pastor's meeting. That was yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah. Yesterday to Copper's Cove for a pastor's meeting. And I heard on K-Love a story that evidently went a video that went viral on Facebook. And I don't know if any of you heard this or not. But there was a young couple that they wanted to get married. But they really, neither one had very good jobs, didn't make a whole lot of money, but they loved each other and they wanted to get married. So they go in to buy a ring. And so as they're trying on rings, one of the ladies comes up and just says, as they're looking at the rings, that lady said, "You know, some guys get those for engagement rings, but that's pathetic." Well, a guy that was buying that for his girlfriend was stunned. I mean, he was really belittled because she had it on her finger and that's what he was getting her as a wedding ring. And the video kind of went viral because the girl then sort of responded to that comment and said, "It's not the cost that shows how much someone loves someone." And she said, even if, and it was $130, I may have forgot to say that, it's a $130 ring. And she said, even if it would have been a 25-cent gumball ring, I would still wear it and marry him. And so that's the kind of love that we're talking about. It's a love that you can't buy, you can't earn, you don't work for. It's just a love that's given to someone because they love you. And that's the kind of love that we see in God when he sent Jesus into the world. Our Old Testament reading, and I apologize for the mic on that. We didn't hear quite all of that. But what the Old Testament reading was referring to was God chose the Israelite people. And he said, "I didn't choose the Israelite people because there were so many of them and they were so great. They were actually fewer than any of them. But he said, I chose them because I love them." Now we know God loves everyone, right? Which is the John 3:16 passage, the most familiar Bible passage in the Bible, I would say. Do we want to say it together? "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." John 3:16. Oh, is it up? Oh, okay. I didn't think I put it up there. All right. Y'all are going to drive me crazy now. Okay. But that's the kind of love that we have in a God that sent his own Son into the world to take on all of our, we've talked about this before, all of our imperfections, all of our sin that we have in our lives, all of the temptations that we fall into. We have a God that loved us so much that he came into the world, that he sent his son into the world to die for those. And that Romans passage is so powerful to me. Romans chapter 5, where it says, God, I mean, he came when we were at our worst. It wasn't that we were good. He said he came to die for sinners. I mean, when we were at our worst, our deepest sin, Christ died for us. And so if you can even think back this week so far to maybe the worst thing that you've done or the worst thing that you've said to someone, he died for that. He died to forgive us and to promise us eternal life. And that's the gift, one of the gifts that we get from God at that first Christmas, as Mary wraps that tiny baby in those cloths and places him in a manger, we get the gift of love. Unconditional love, love that we cannot earn, love that we can't buy, but love because God wanted to love us. And he sent his son to die for us. And now, hopefully, we appreciate that love. And hopefully, we can display some of that love. We can extend a portion of that love to the people that we're around, that we come in contact with, so that they can experience that same kind of unconditional love that God has for us. No strings attached, nothing that anyone can do to earn it or buy it, but just simply because we want to love them. I guess that's our challenge for Wednesday to Wednesday. We have challenges from Sunday to Sunday and then Wednesday to Wednesday, and they overlap. I hope you can keep those straight, okay? All right? But that'll be our challenge for this Wednesday to Wednesday, that we can make sure that we know that God loves us, but then be able to share that love, unconditional love, with someone from now until next week, maybe each day. And we can look for those opportunities to be a witness of who God is in our lives. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for our opportunity here this evening. Lord, we ask that you would give us a passion to first of all, bask in your love for us, and then second, that we can be people who distribute that love, who display that love so that others can see and so that they can experience your love for them through us. Lord, we ask that we can be those witnesses, that you give us those opportunities. And Lord, we thank you for the gift of love that you brought to us that first Christmas. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.